Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Tuesday, 8 p.m. Spirit TV, Spirit FM.
Apostle, see this comment.
What?
From Alinda Barbara.
Alinda Barbara, Apostle and Pastor Angela, you shall say my name. Alinda Barbara. Barbara, we have said your name. Grace Fountain MC Chinawataka. What a shock. What a shocking shock. What a mighty shock. That's called faith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The kingdom of God, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. That's a real scripture. Some of you think it's a joke. Worship Harvest Ishaka, Steve, I see you there. God bless you so much. I know that Ishaka is also launching soon. We've been hearing mighty good things from Worship Harvest Ishaka. I've been hearing very wonderful things from Worship Harvest Kasese. Pastor Bernard Enu is doing a mighty, mighty job there. Pastor Sarah Kanyamunyu, Worship Harvest Canada. God has been moving mightily in vast Canada, in the Toronto area. That's where we are located. And God
Toronto.
Is... Okay, Toronto. Toronto. It only ceases to be a T when there are double T's, like Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Oh, yes. So if you're Kato, you're Kato. But if you add two T's, like JK, then you're Kato. John Kato.
Oh, my gosh.
What a blessing.
A blessing indeed. Hey, we have an MC in Saudi Arabia. Cantono Fiona Multipliers MC Saudi Arabia will send you greetings.
Oh, yes. Saudi Arabia.
What up?
Oh, we have a mighty MC in Lusaka as well. Lynn and Esther Kabwe.
Oh,
we send you greetings. South Africa.
Zinzi. Yes.
Zinzi doing amazing things there in South Africa.
Oh, yes.
And all the people in Guinea. Okay. Let's get into the word, because we are finishing chapter 1 today of Ephesians.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Ephesians. Next Wednesday, I have a surprise for you. Next Wednesday, I have a surprise for you.
Tell us.
I don't know whether I should tell you.
Tell us a little bit.
I don't feel like telling you.
Give us some clues. Tell us.
Okay, before I tell you, today is Kak David's birthday.
Hey!
So he has been up and about, so Kakdi, happy birthday. Next Wednesday, for the remaining part of April, we are going to, this is April, right?
Yes.
April. So,
April.
For the next three, the next three Wednesdays from today, that's 17, 23. 24 and that makes it only two. The next one will be in May.
Yes.
Okay, it could go into May. We are going to have a very special segment on MC Live, a man talk segment. So what's going to happen is that this Friday we have Man Talk Live here at Nalia. So if you are a man,
a real man.
I don't want to go into the details of how you find out you're a man, but if you're a man, I want you here on Friday.
What if I have a deep voice?
I am putting together a serious panel of men who are going to answer all your man issues.
Oh my gosh.
And also help you make some progress. Because there seems to be a thing about us men. Especially, So, men in the church, we are rising up. We are going up. Like if you want, you know, I was just thinking about it today. The man and his maker.
Huh? I love that book title, Apostle.
Yeah. The man and his mission.
Ah.
Huh? Do I more are you?
Yes. Apostle. The man.
What? The man and his maiden.
Yes. That's the one. That's the one I was saying. You can start with that one. That one is the best one. That's the one we should do in MC Live every Wednesday. The man and his maiden.
The man. Wait, guys. Who is the preacher here?
The other one.
Okay. The man and his men. Every man needs men. Those men who say their BFF is a girl.
Fire. Unless it is maiden. His maiden. His maiden.
Yeah. The man and his money.
To give to his maiden. Oh my God.
So many men are not seeing a lot of money and we wonder why. So we want to fix those issues. Friday, if you have a man in your life, whether that's a father, whether that's a son, a husband, a beloved, a prospective, you can say something like,
what's the age range?
You can say something like this.
From what age?
Unless you go to man talk, we cannot continue this talk. So I'm waiting to see you at man talk from on Friday 6 p.m. until late.
Can teenagers come, Apostle? 13 and above? Can teenagers come?
Yeah. Okay. We'll figure out.
All right.
So until we finish, and we don't know whether we'll finish on Friday.
Or Saturday. It's okay.
Or Sunday.
It's okay.
But this time we must finish.
Maidens are about to see money.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
So the man and his maker, the man and his mission, the man and his maiden, the man and his men, the man and his money. I've been looking for an M word for children, but I haven't yet found it. I asked my daughters.
Munchkins.
I hear
minions. No.
I asked my daughters and they said, Mamo kids. Guys, Ephesians chapter 1, this is getting out of order. Ephesians
verse 18. We did.
So, that's man talk. So, from next Wednesday for the next 3 Wednesdays, we are doing the man. And then we'll come back to Ephesians in May. Is that okay?
Oh, yes.
And then, ladies, warm up. Your season is coming.
Hey!
Now, if you support the men by going to the missional communities and participating in the conversation candidly, then we'll also do the ladies thing. If you don't, we don't know whether we'll do the ladies
thing.
The
woman and her waker.
Let's just go on. I have no more late night talks until you go for man talk. Wow. Can I attend a man talk if I have a power of attorney from my man? The questions people are asking.
Well, someone knows how to charge media team laptops. They want to come and help.
Now suddenly all the ladies want to serve in man talk. This is serious. Okay, guys.
The man and his Mercedes.
Kakati. Kati awo wa gondi akore chi o wala wo.
Apostle, then I jam man talk. Let them come for man talk.
But have you ever seen? Guys, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The person I brought to read is not even reading.
Sorry.
That you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory. I think this is what we dealt with last time. His glorious inheritance. Huh? Give me NLT.
That we are his. We are his rich and glorious inheritance.
Rich and glorious,
yes.
Inheritance. I need something that Pastor Angela can step on as we go to verse 19. Please.
Apart from the enemy.
No. NKJV, this MC Live needs to get back in order. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power?
Toward us
who believe, according to the working
of his mighty
power. Now, there's all these incredible words. I'm not going to go to the details of it, but exceeding greatness of his power is not toward someone else, it is toward us.
Yes.
Who believe. And it says it is according to the working
of his mighty power.
The power of God working in you is not independent of his power. It's not like God uses 240 volts in heaven and then he sent you 2 volts. It's the same power. And he goes on to say, it is the same power that he wrote in Christ.
Yes, and raised him.
Which he worked in Christ when he raised him
from the dead
and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that is resident in you.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know if this is making sense to anyone.
So much.
So when you go around crying how you need more power, even the angels are wondering if you want to blow the equipment.
Hey.
You know when there is a power surge?
Yeah.
Because the power is the same. Same power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that is toward us who believe. First, keep that thing there. I'll tell you when to use it.
Okay.
And it says he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand
in the heavenly places.
Okay. Today is a very short message. If you are just joining us, this is MC Live. This is a place of miracles, signs, wonders. This is a place of salvation. This is a place we've just tuned into, a channel of peace. A channel of joy,
yes.
Possibilities.
Oh, yes.
All the things that in your life seem to be stuck, now is the time for them to start moving. Whatever is not working in your life does not have to stay that way.
Amen.
Because God is alive. And because he's alive, he's working. And he wants to move on your behalf. He wants to work in your life. Also, God is no respecter of persons. There's nothing he's going to do for me that he will not do for you. So don't you be watching me on that screen and thinking, lucky you,
yes.
It works for you. No, that's not how it works.
Yes.
Lucky me, lucky you.
Yes.
Okay? There's no luck in the kingdom. It's only blessing, and blessing is available for everyone. So thank you for joining us. I want you to know your miracle is assured in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't come to you with religion and I don't know explaining things away. That's not my role here. My role is to tell you that there is a God in heaven who deals and specializes in impossibilities,
yes,
including yours.
Yes.
And so believe him and you will not be disappointed.
Amen.
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 So we are saying that this power that works in us, the believers, not the pastors. No. It says the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. Not toward us who are ordained. Not toward us who carry big titles. Not toward us who have planted churches. Not toward us who are MC shepherds. No, it is toward us who believe. Okay, that's verse 19. And says this power is according to the working of his mighty power, the same one which he worked in Christ.
Yeah. When he raised him.
When he raised him from the dead and seated him. You know, this English can be confusing if you didn't get D1, but I'll keep breaking it down for you. At his right hand in the heavenly places. Verse 21. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, whether that's cancer, whether that's
leukemia,
diabetes, poverty, duress,
depression.
What's this thing we are talking about at your house? It attacks children.
Autism.
Yes. Whatever it is.
Yes.
Christ is far above it.
Yes.
Far above it.
Yes.
Yeah. And every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Next verse, it says, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body.
Yes.
The fullness of him who fills all in all. Now, I want to try and use my few remaining minutes to explain a very basic thing.
All right. We are ready.
Basic but important.
Yes.
So I have to move this table.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
I want you to move that thing in a position where you can step on it.
Okay.
Right. Like now. Yeah. Facts. Fact one. God raised Christ from the dead.
Yes.
Check. Fact two. He sat him, or he has seated him at his right hand.
Yes.
That's fact two.
Yes.
Fact three. Far above all principality and power. Okay. And everything is below his what?
Feet.
You can step go. Okay. Fact four. Christ is one whole. Both the head and the body.
Yes.
And he gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body.
Hallelujah.
Are we still following? Fact five. The head cannot sit without the body.
It's true.
Fact six. You cannot have a living head and a dead body. Meaning, when he raised the head, he raised the body.
Yes.
Do I need to deliver more facts?
We like it already.
So, one of the confusing things that people suffer from in church today is the failure to understand that when Christ was raised from the dead, he being the head, the body, being the church, was also raised from the
Amen.
Dead.
Amen.
That same day. Because the body of Christ is not made up of bodies.
Hey, mercy.
It talks about the spirits of just men made perfect.
Yes.
In Hebrews chapter 12. The body of Christ is made up of all the believers, but it is their spirit.
Yes.
Not their body.
Yes.
And so whereas your body might be seated somewhere in Chali Wajala,
mercy.
Your spirit is seated in the heavenly places,
yes, yes,
in Christ.
Christ.
That's why it says in chapter 2, I believe it is verse what? Where he has made us sit together with him,
him
in the heavenly places in Christ.
Yes.
Chapter 2, please. Give me that seated together with him in the heavenly places. Chapter 2 of Ephesians. Thank you. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 6.
And raised
us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ. You see, the same Christ whom he has made to sit together, he has raised him up and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly places. We are seated with him. Not like the way we are here, where this is Christ,
yes,
and that is us.
Yes.
No.
It's this.
It is one
it's
person.
This. Yes. We are seated next to God.
Okay. Let me try something here. It is one person.
Yes.
The body and the head. Who is what? Christ. That's why he says he has made us sit together, because the body is one.
Yes.
With him, he has raised us up together
and made us
sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Because Christ is both the head.
The body. Yes.
The body derives its identity from
the head.
That's when you sing, "I have a new identity." You're saying, "My identity is Christ."
Yes.
Who is the head?
Christ.
Is Christ.
Yes.
You don't have an identity in Christ. No. You have an identity. Who is Christ?
That's the head.
That's it. His love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is in this world, so are we.
Yes.
He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6:17. So stop being confused as to what is in your spirit.
Yes.
And all of that. You know, I hope I'm helping someone out there. I know I'm helping someone out. So, those people who are scared whether you'll go to heaven or not,
we are already seated in the heavenly places in Christ. Yeah.
The essential you, which is your spirit, because your spirit, you possess a soul, you live in a body.
Mm.
The day you got born again, your spirit immediately showed up in the heavenly places.
Amen.
The day you die, your soul will join your spirit.
Amen.
The day Christ comes back, your new body will be joined to your soul and your spirit, and you'll be whole again as a one person.
Wow.
So, you have, this may sound inaccurate in your head, but it's the only way to say it for you to understand it. You have three resurrections, so to say, one after another. The first one, when you got born again, you are instantly raised from the dead.
Yes.
Your spirit is connected to the Lord. The day you die, your soul, that's why the guy who was on the other cross with Christ said, receive me and say, today you will be with me in paradise. Yes. Because his soul, that's why he says, what does it benefit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? You have to renew your mind to get what's in your spirit into your soul. But when you die, your soul is more connected to your spirit. That's why even in normal Christian talk, we talk about dying to yourself. When you say dying to yourself, say that the man that who he was died has ceased from his own sins. Because what they are talking about when they say die, they are saying get more connected. Move your soul through the renewing of your mind to be more connected to your spirit, such that you stop following the desires of the flesh, world, of the
of
body.
The, flesh,
the thing is that when you die, the one of the coffin, then that is a very complete stage. You don't even need to renew your mind. And then when Christ comes during the rapture, we shall be caught up, our bodies, not these ones, not that one that doesn't have a six pack, our new bodies. That's one of the reasons you should become a born again if you are not. Because on the other side, you will not have that body which you have really punished.
That's the word.
You'll have a new...
You're teaching.
But that's when Christ comes. That's why Paul can say confidently, I'm betwixt two, desiring... whether to stay or to go. Because he had renewed his mind to the degree that he had no care. He didn't think too much about his body. I hope I'm helping someone.
So much.
Now there's something else I'm going to show you shortly. Then I'll show you something else. So I have to keep. But you know what you want. But we are okay. I know where it is. Okay. Now, so, have we understood?
Yes.
So, your resurrection is three phases. Your lingam sanya is a three phases.
I tell you.
Spirit, the day you got born again. Soul, the day you die and go to heaven.
Body.
Body, the day Christ comes back. Amen. You see, in heaven, I don't know how to
put
this. You see, the only reason we need the body is when Christ comes back is because you need a body to operate on earth. Because now what's in your mind might be, what will happen between when I die and when Christ comes? You'll be in heaven operating normally with your body over there.
Yes.
Then when you come, you will come with your body over here. Because remember, when Christ comes,
they'll be here.
Anyway.
Finish.
You'll have a body for here, for earth. So don't worry about that. Okay. You see, as a generation, we've taken so long to talk about the end times that people live as if Jesus is not coming back.
It's true.
He is. There's nothing that the Bible has prophesied that hasn't happened. It can't be that this is the one that will not happen. It's impossible. Okay. Back to
Ephesians.
So you see, he has raised us up together. Now, Colossians 3 sheds more light on this. Then I'm going to take you to a scripture I was looking for.
Okay.
Colossians 3:1. You can read it for us.
If then you are raised with Christ,
Seek
those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
If then you were...
See.
Is he writing to people who are in heaven, who have already gone? No, he's talking to earthlings.
Yes.
And he's telling them, you were raised with Christ. And he says, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand
of God.
Christ, the head, cannot sit without his body. That's why he said he put all things under his feet. That's why he said, I give you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. That authority, that authority, it is the head that has given the body the authority to trample.
Yes.
Just like in normal life, anything your body does, it is the head that gives the instruction.
Yes.
So when he says he's far above all principality and power, this is the devil.
Uh-huh.
This is Jesus.
Mm.
This is the church.
Mm.
So even if you think that in the body you are a soul, you are so down here, you are still above the devil.
Amen.
Satan gets too much credit in the church.
So much.
Much more credit than he deserves. Yeah, I think he also be asking, is that me? Why are they singing my praises? You see, the Bible says in Isaiah that when we see him, we will wonder, is this the one who put the nations on edge? Because he will not be that much when you eventually discover. His major operation is telling lies.
Lies and making noise.
Colossians 3:1. Today is a short lesson. And people continue with Peter.
Continue. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
If then you, the body, were raised with Christ, the head, seek those. Can you imagine if your body starts doing things that your head is not telling it?
They say you're mad.
Yeah. As they say, seek the things. Seek to do as the body what the head is doing. Again, we have Luzira Zone.
Mercy.
From Worship Harvest Bukolobi in the house. And at the end of this month, they will be getting to become a location.
What a blessing! What a blessing!
Worship Harvest Luzira.
Ah.
So, as you can hear the noise.
Oh yes.
If you know, if you live in Luzira or surrounding towns. You have family in Luzira.
Mm.
You know a relative in Luzira. Mm. You have friends in Luzira.
You work in Luzira.
You work in Luzira.
Mm.
Your OB or OG comes from Luzira.
Hey.
Worship Harvest Luzira is the church. In about 2 weeks. So I'm just telling you ahead of time. Because some people ask, is there Worship Harvest in Luzira? I'm like, I told you.
Yeah, they have parking for boats.
Verse 2.
Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
So when they say seek the things which are above, to seek. In this context, to seek is to set your mind.
Yes.
Now, that's why he talks about renewing. Mm-hmm. You see, he says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, I want to explore this verse a little bit more, the set your mind. You see, he's not telling you to think about the things above. First of all, what are the things above? It's the things in the scriptures.
Yes,
because
yes.
Jesus says, the word that came down from heaven. Okay? The beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Three more things were made, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness. Did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Nebidi. Now, the word is Christ.
Yes.
You see, this is very important. The word is Christ.
Yes.
The psalmist says, forever, O God, your word is settled in heaven. Okay, Psalm 119:89. Forever, O Lord, your word. It's not that there is a lectern in heaven where they put a copy of the Bible. Did I say Dr. Klo is in the house? Calm down.
I'm trying, but I'm seated in heavenly places.
So it's not that like there's a Bible in heaven somewhere on a shelf. No. You know, and there's no dust there, so I don't know. I was going to say cutting dust.
No, please.
Cutting gold dust. So forever, your word is settled in heaven. That's Jesus.
Yes.
So when they say,
Seek
those things which are above, where Christ is.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
There is no contradiction between who Jesus is and what the Word of God is.
Amen.
They are the same thing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, so you want to know Jesus, you have to get into the scriptures.
Yes.
Because they told the Pharisees, you search the scriptures for they talk of me, but you're there looking for God and you can't see that I'm here. But so that combination of the word of God is seated in heaven. It's the head.
Yes.
And the body. That's why we, the body, need to align with the scriptures. To align with who we are. But I want to show you something in Colossians 3:2, because I said something there that made you get a wrinkle.
Yes.
I said he's not talking about thinking about.
Yes.
Because you can think about Pastor Calvin.
Yes.
And then you start thinking about something else. When they say set. Set. It's like when you are making concrete or molding concrete, and then it sets.
Yes.
You can no longer change its shape.
No, you can't.
In this studio where we are, those yellow things are called columns. They are made of concrete. At one point, it was malleable.
Yes.
It was, you could make it into a box.
Yes.
You could pour it. Could make it into a cylinder, you could make it into any shape that you wanted. It has since set.
Yes.
You can't come and say, make it a cube.
Massive.
No. There is a place you can get to in your walk with God when you have set your mind. They come and tell you contrary evidence from the world and say,
like,
you, there is no money on your account. And you're like,
It's not possible. It's not possible.
Because he became poor, that I, through his poverty, might be made rich. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Bishop Oyedepo walks into his house one evening when they were still newly married, he was still young, and his wife tells him, I had a miscarriage today.
Yes.
And he said, that's not possible.
Impossible.
Can I have my dinner?
Yes.
And she had their firstborn.
Yeah. Yes.
I had a miscarriage today.
He's like, no,
that's not possible. Please bring my dinner.
Yes.
And she went on to have the child.
Yeah.
That's set. That is. That's what I mean by set.
Yes.
A person who is not set will be like,
no way.
What? No way. Are you sure? Let's go to the clinic. No. That's not possible. Set your mind on things about. Set your mind on Christ. Set your mind on what is written in the scriptures, not what the doctor is saying, not what the accountant is saying, not what the Ministry of Finance is saying, not anything on earth. Is there a verse 3?
For you died.
You remember what I was talking about, dying? When your body ceases to be in the equation, and it's now your soul and your spirit.
Yes.
And your life is hidden with Christ.
In God. What a blessing.
One last scripture and I quit.
We're enjoying.
This is a short one. What's that scripture? I had it, but let me look it up. 2 Corinthians 6:14.
2 Corinthians 6:14.
Are you blessed tonight? Is the word of God working in your life? You shall come back with a testimony.
Amen.
Somebody shall come back with a testimony. Oh, yes.
So 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not
Be
unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
So he's talking to believers.
Yes.
Saying don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers.
For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness?
So he calls the believer righteousness.
Yes.
And he calls the non-believer
lawlessness. Wow.
Okay. Now, sister.
Yes.
Why would you be married to lawlessness? What order do you expect to have in your home?
None at all.
Let's continue.
And what communion has light with darkness?
He calls the believer
light.
He calls the non-believer
darkness.
Now, remember, what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? Doesn't it say that he made him in unison become sin for us? 2 Corinthians 5:21, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Doesn't he say you are the light of the world, a city on a hill that cannot be hidden? So now you want to do business with darkness.
Mercy.
You want darkness as your business partner. Because is there communion?
Yes.
Is there a fellowship?
Mercy.
Why is the church quiet now?
The
believer is called what? Righteous.
Righteousness.
The non-believer?
Lawlessness.
The believer is called
light.
The non-believer, continue to verse 15.
All right. And what accord has Christ with Belial?
The believer is called Christ.
Maka.
The non-believer is called Belial. Or
what part has a
believer with
an unbeliever?
So if the believer is called righteousness, is called light,
is called Christ.
Why do you think then it changes meaning when he calls the believer Christ?
What a shock.
Because he is joined to the Lord, is one spirit with him.
You
do not have an identity different from that of Christ.
Amen.
As a believer.
Amen.
That's why the believers were first called Christians in Antioch, meaning little Christs.
Little Christs.
And so the non-believer is called an unbeliever. He's called lawlessness. He's called darkness. and it's called Belial, which is like the son of the devil. I'll have a listenership left after this.
We are understanding because we are light.
You are the light of the world. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are seated with Him. If you are hidden in God in Christ, you see, I suspect you have a liver.
You're right. Your suspicions are true.
But when I come to give you a hug, I'm not conscious of the fact that I'm hugging your liver along with you.
I have a picture in my head. It's very good.
I am hugging Pastor Angela. You see? There is a liver in there, a rib cage. I don't know, pancreas, but I'm not there thinking, oh, I'm hugging a pancreas. Because they are hidden. All that I know is Angela Okulo, not Angela's liver, Angela's pancreas. You see?
Esophagus.
So you insist on your identity. You see, that's why you can't raise the dead yet. Because you with all your problems, how can you raise a dead person?
How?
Except if you completely believe that your identity is Christ. Because Christ can raise the dead. Christ can heal the sick. Christ can multiply the food. As for you, we don't know. Who are you? Where are you from?
As
I said, Paul, we know. Jesus, we know.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm understanding.
I seek to finish. So, the exceeding greatness
of his power toward
us who believe,
yes,
which he worked in Christ, which he wrought in Christ,
yes,
when he raised him, yes,
from the feet to the head,
when he raised him from the dead and seated him, all of him,
yes,
at his right hand,
yes,
in the heavenly places. Okay, next. And far above all principality and power and might. This is where the devil is.
Yes, and dominion.
Between you and the devil, the one who should be seeking deliverance is the devil, not you. And every name that is named.
Yeah. Not only in this age, Apostle.
Let me go back to that one.
Yes.
How can the one down here, how can the one up here be seeking to be delivered from the one down here?
What a shock. The devil is a liar.
That's why in the New Testament, you never see any believer, any Christian being delivered from the devil.
Mercy, Lord.
Show me the verse. You see, for me, I'm all about verse and chapter. Show me verse and chapter where a Christian, a believer, they were casting demons out of them. Show me one in the new covenant. Zero. Why? Because the one up here is the one who is oppressing the one down here, not the other way around.
Yes.
If all the believers knew their true position, Satan would be screaming out, seeking to be delivered from the believers. That's why every environment Jesus entered, the demons would cry out and say, why have you come for us? It's not yet our time. And gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all things in all. Please invite those who want to receive Christ, and also pray for the sick, and let's go home.
What a truth, what a refreshing, what a word that has set us free this evening. May we not be people that just think about Christ, but we will set our minds on Christ, on the word, on who you are.
Amen.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe you are attending MC, a missional community, for the first time, you're a guest, or you're watching at your home by yourself in the car, and you're not born again, here is an invitation for you to be free from oppression. What Apostle has been teaching us, here is an invitation for you to be seated above all those things that are oppressing you. Maybe it's sickness, maybe it's poverty, maybe you're depressed, maybe you feel that you are stuck. Today is your day of salvation. Today is the day you are unstuck from that oppression. Today is the day you become one with Christ, far above all principality and power and every name that is named. Today is your day of salvation. So wherever you are, I just want you to put up your hand and say, I am the one getting born again today. In the missional community, in the jam, at your home, in the kitchen, in the bedroom, today is your day of salvation. Praise the Lord. We are clapping for you in the audience. Yes, because you have made the decision to get born again. And I'd like you to pray this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for saving me.
Today I declare.
Today I declare.
That you are my Savior.
That you are my Savior.
Today I declare.
Today I declare.
That I am born again.
That I am born again.
Take my life.
Take my life.
And do something significant with it.
Do something significant.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Studio audience, you may take your seats. You may take your seats. Apostle, each time that he teaches, one of the things that happens, God works through the word that he's teaching, and there is healing.
Amen.
Lots and lots and lots of healing.
Yes. Thank you.
And so healing is happening right now wherever you are. I get the sense that lots and lots of people have been struggling with malaria. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May that disease not come near you again in Jesus' name. You will never in your life get malaria again in the name of Jesus. I speak to everyone that has been having problems with their head, whether it's headaches, whether it's... I see someone that has been suffering from just memory loss. You forget things. You forget words. You forget, you know, your week. You forget your day. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I command the enemy to take his hands off your mind. You have the mind of Christ. You will not be oppressed by the enemy anymore. Yes. Memory is coming back to you from when you were a child. It's coming back to you. No more headaches, no more migraines in Jesus' name. Someone has been seeking, you know, stronger painkillers for your mind. You've not been sleeping. Tonight you will sleep all through the night. In the name of Jesus, you will not fall sick. We speak against any skin diseases of any nature. Someone has been scratching their arms and your legs and you have wounds. First of all, those wounds are healing. In the name of Jesus, your skin is brand new. But no more skin diseases. We say no to eczema in the name of Jesus. We say no to psoriasis in the name of Jesus. You have been set free. We say no to someone having issues with acne. You have been set free in Jesus' name. Your skin is clear. Your skin has been set free in Jesus' name. Someone having issues with just having a dry skin. Your skin is clear in the name of Jesus. We say no to every issue of the back, spinal issue, nerve issues. We say no. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Your back is fine. You don't have any pain in your lower back. Someone has been having pain in their upper shoulder. You have been set free in Jesus' name. Be well. Also, we command all eyes to be well in the name of Jesus. May you receive sight in Jesus' name. May your eyes be, you know, long-sightedness is being healed. Short-sightedness is being healed.
Yes.
Any issue, someone is having scratching things in your eyes, you are being healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We command all ears to be open in the name of Jesus. You've not been hearing well. You've attended the MC. Receive your hearing in Jesus' name. We refuse any spirit of infirmity, whatever it is. It's interesting that Apostle talked about livers and pancreases. So in the name of Jesus, your liver is well, your pancreas is well. We command you off dialysis right now in the name of Jesus. No more spending money on dialysis. Dialysis. Your liver is healed, your pancreas is healed, and the sign will be in your eyes. Someone has been having yellow eyes. They are clearing right now as a sign that your liver and your pancreas are healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. So thank you, Father, for your word, the miracles, the signs, everything we're experiencing, the provision, the miraculous increase. Abundance, just a wide open space before us. The removal of previous limits on our lives in every area, whether that's in marriage, whether that's in finances or ministry, influence. Thank you, Lord, for the removal of previous limits. We receive that. We receive an exaltation to new levels in everything. We bless you. That you're doing it, including in the understanding of the word, revelation in the scriptures.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for light. It's coming, has come. We bless you, Lord. You're good. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
For chest infections being healed right now that have spread far. No more of that. Every evil plan of the enemy to attack your children,
yes,
I stop it. We stop it.
In the name of Jesus.
It shall not succeed. Your children, they shall live long, and they shall have as many children as they want. And no devil in hell will stop the progression and propagation of your families. Thank you, Father, for your kindness.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Friends, thank you. May God bless you. May He cause His face to shine on you and give you peace.
Yes, Lord.
May you lack nothing.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for joining MC today. May you have a great time as you discuss. Remember, Man Talk is on Friday at 6 o'clock.
Amen.
6 o'clock. And next week, Proclaim starts on Thursday. If you have been still planning to sign up for that, you better do it right away because the time is out. God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh,
again,
yes.
Luzira Zo of Worship Harvest Bukolobi. It's been a blessing being with you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.